Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy love, Thy kindness. We are so amazed at Your mercifulness and Your kindness toward us. The one that planted the stars into the heavens is the same one that was willing to die for us and that tells us to make our request be made known. Father, we're just grateful and all that You have done for us. And these requests are not to interrupt Your plans or make anything different, but just let them know that they're heavy on our hearts and that we want You to take care of them as You see fit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Alright, now, we've been talking about hanging onto the rail. I want to do a little bit different thing. Brenda says, I've got to get this friend's number, maybe she'll watch. That was a great sermon. I'm like, I thought it was kind of silly, but it did get the point across. I think people got, the understanding there a little bit. So I hope that was the case, and you kind of grew a little bit. But I want to deal with Chafin's thing just a little bit.
You Bible disbelievers are now becoming quite obvious. You now want proof that God blessed us.
Chafin asked this, wondering, what does it mean to fall from grace? Does it mean to lose their salvation? He would like to hear it explained. Now, I want to deal with that a little bit because that is a really important part of grace. If you draw out the
God's word, as God's word,
the chart,
if you still think that,
and
God
you put the saving of the Apostle Paul, Acts chapter 9, there,
you are missing the peace of God.
And I'm just
going to
erase that for a minute.
Brings. You may call it faith in and His word, just like I can call baseball part of God's word. If I choose to believe
Revelation
that
here,
teaches about
this period of time
if
in
I
here
that the Bible teaches baseball,
is 85 pages in your Bible,
I would
thereabouts.
Be including baseball.
And it is the only part of this Bible, listen to me very carefully, if you go back this way,
I am not referring,
or if you go from here that way, you have no eternal security. Nobody is eternally secure. And so the majority of your Bible is going to make you doubt your salvation. Have I done enough? Am I doing enough? If you stay in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're going to have a problem with that. But those 85 pages, once a person is a believer, once he has trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, the moment he did that, the people that are here are plummeted. I'm going to just, the people are added to the church are sealed. And that sealing is very, very important.
Christine.
Go to Ephesians. I may start here. This it's hard to know where to start, but it's all good. So just open your Bible, whatever verse you come to, we'll start there.
But it's right for me.
Ephesians chapter 4.
I believe the Bible, and I believe what I said about the Bible. But I pray that I will grow in graciousness, patience.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Everybody to believe the Bible. In the end, if what is written is not what God wrote, He would have corrected us, since God is not the author of confusion, and God sent His
Did you say verse 5?
To have faith in.
Larry got one wrong out of 20 years. He finally got one wrong.
God.
Verse 30.
God's word is inspired.
It is a good verse.
I never believed any.
Just happened not to be the verse that I'm going to, though.
In my life, only by reading or hearing. And trusting the
Dan's
word
never
God.
Had this much
Did
fun at church ever, have you?
Be
honestly, be truthful. Is this the funnest church you've ever been to? Is funness a word?
Apologies to all that
I don't think funness is a word.
Isn't God gracious?
The most fun church you've ever been to?
Hearing and believing the gospel.
I'm glad Bronx is not here.
Gave only to Paul.
We're on the cutting edge, aren't we? Of societal revolution.
Not by seeing words on a page.
Grace Phonics.
In all my studies,
Ephesians 4, verse 30.
A single error in the KJV.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of what?
The translation.
The believer is sealed unto the day of redemption. That's the catching up.
Why would someone reject God's errorless word and settle for error right and counterfeits produced
or by as commonly called the rapture?
To see
now you know that rapture is not a biblical term.
What the changes are
that never once
made.
Given in the King James Bible. But the word catching up
makes
means what?
Changes made
rapture, and rapture means what? Catching up. It's a one-word type definition. Like I always like the people that never cuss. And they say heck.
As it is written,
you know, heck has a one-word definition. You know what it means?
Those who choose
hell.
To seek out the errorless, true word of God.
What the heck?
Themselves with
my mom would, man, she'd chase you all over with a little switch on your leg request. Saying heck.
If
you are cussing. And then I hear other mothers say, well, that ain't a cuss word. I'm like, well, okay.
Well,
the catching up is the rapture. So the believer is sealed unto the day of redemption. We go to Ephesians chapter 1.
Can be as sincere and forceful as they want. It still doesn't introduce error into the authorized King James Version Bible. Mark 1:2, behold, I send my messenger
what?
Is still in Malachi 3:1. And not anywhere in Isish, as all the Alexandrian counterfeits
really?
Claim.
Well, there you go.
I won't be earned from God by those trying to change the defense and confirmation of the gospel into a personality conflict. I won't stop believing God's only errors.
Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, ye were
counterfeit Bibles
sealed.
God's word, all right, as long as you spell God
with the Holy Spirit of promise. You're sealed unto the day of redemption. I would, if I was a Bible student, I would take out one of my handy-dandy Bible pens that you can get for $49.95, and I would write in my Bible Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30.
Will believe him. That he has always preserved his word to us in copies and translations, believe it or not.
You see, the moment
the Lord are pure words,
Satan, that you are saved, you are placed into a body and sealed. And what's really important about this body is go to Colossians chapter 2.
Jesus Christ honored.
Go to Colossians chapter 2
and called them scripture. It's sad to see people that I had thought believed God's word, now denying the fact.
This is not what I was going to preach on, but after I got that question, I started thinking about, you know, you want to understand. And by the way, and that is why you have the ability to go out into the middle of the rink and fall. Because you're not worried about it sending you to hell.
A lie is a lie.
I mean, if you thought the law could sustain you, then you'd hang by the wall.
That he did preserve his word.
But in grace, when you're out in the middle of the ring, you haven't got anything but grace. You know what? You've got to believe the words to enjoy that. Because you're thinking, if I fall now, I'm going to be in trouble. You know? And you never, and by the way, you can never learn to do anything that you fear so great.
It just took a lot more of the second 10.215 study.
I took a Nigerian guy out in Texas when I was a Kmart manager.
Text now.
And
believing that God
his son drowned.
As proved by the very
and
that they go to
he was what Nigerian was. I mean, he
it as if that were from
that kind of, you know, tribal
to be the
thing. And
folks, there are tons of manuscripts. The apostolic
was studying to be a chiropractor.
And
we were living in this place where all the chiropractors were.
Egypt.
He said, I don't know how to swim. And he said, my son drowned and I'm scared, but I would like to learn how to swim. Well, we got him in the water and I taught that guy to swim. Now, I'm telling you, he was like awake.
And reject the Bible.
Where, you know, most of the white people, they carry a lot of flab on them. Black people have a very low body weight. So you put him in the water, he was like a lead brick. So it took me a little while to teach him, but I taught him how to swim.
You need to believe.
And I'll never forget the joy when he swam the length of that pool.
And is preserved to us and stop making.
I'll never forget that in my mind.
Arguments in order to not.
He got to the other side and he felt like he won the Olympic race.
Errors, insertions, and deletions.
He did the free stroke all the way the full length of the pool.
And you be
back to the other end and was crying with joy that he had accomplished something.
But it only takes one leap to prevent it from being the truth and to prevent it from being the word of God. Just because the NIV the NASB, the NAB, the Jerusalem Bible,
well, tell
and others
not
show
to
a place
early.
Where the gospel sneak through does not mean
he's recording it for him, though.
Pure, preserved word of God.
Anyway, so that's how it works a little bit.
But that does
but
not
once you are in the body of Christ, you're in.
Word of God.
And so then you have to learn to operate in it. That's kind of what we talked about first. But look at verse 10.
Impurity. There are many.
Colossians 2.
If you
verse 10.
God, then what you gain by
and ye
the body,
are complete
you must not
in Him,
what you are doing, but we keep showing
which is
you
the head of all principality and power.
With your own
well, come on. You're complete in Him, amen?
Are we, are
there is nothing you lack to stay in the body if you're complete.
Because we are not
if you're complete, you're complete. You know what religion tells you? You're not quite done yet. What you need to do is quit that smoking. Quit that cussing. You know, you've got to do a few more things to make yourself a little more complete. No, no, not in the body of Christ. You are complete. But you've got to stand this into a comparison between Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in here. How do you do that at the same time you're doing Matthew 24? What were you going
to
say, William?
Preserve his pure word. Psalms 12, 6 to 7, the words of the Lord are pure words.
Exactly. Oh, yes. You got it. And it's that chart I draw all the time that people have a hard time understanding. But this is you in Adam.
In
Adam, what happens?
There is a reason
why all die.
There are errors in all
and so you get in here and you get there by the cross, right? And this is in Christ.
Such as the
and in Christ you're holy and you're righteous and you're justified and you're redeemed and you're sanctified. You're everything that I can find in Ephesians chapter. All spiritual blessings are there. And what religion tells you to do is go back into Adam and straighten that little stinker up.
Since the Alexander
we need to clean this little stinker up.
And toward Isaiah in Mark 1, 2,
well, if you could have cleaned the little stinker up, you wouldn't have needed Christ. That is Galatians 2, verse 21.
Mark 1, 2 is not just
you with me? You wouldn't have had to gone back and join Christ if you could have got it done otherwise. So this little illustration, when I saw that in my mind, and Dad my father had a couple of pictures like that, and I kind of defined it in my mind a little further. But, you know, that's a good illustration, isn't it? And the thing is once you're over here, you're in here, and you're what? Sealed.
12, 6 to 7 quoted above.
Nothing can separate you.
Proverbs 35,
but that's not true in Matthew 24. Look at this.
He is a shield unto them that
how do you ever have confidence in this?
And also see many other places.
Matthew 24, verse 13.
Errorless. All the Alexandrian derivatives have errors, and the King James Version has no errors, and the Word of God has no errors.
It was funny at the class on Monday we were up in Kentucky.
Bible.
They said
I am not
they were texting people back and forth. They're really big texters. These are young kids, you know. And,
of all the
well, I say young kids. They even have kids of their own now. They were saying that I accidentally sent you an email and I read it on the our text on the thing that was meant to go somewhere else. And they were amazed that it was really
believing the Bible. John Baker, I read your comments. And I want
interactive
to
as it was. They couldn't believe that. So that was kind of neat. Are
y'all
in Matthew 24? Verse 13? Now watch it. How do you have any confidence in this?
With the fact.
But he that shall endure in the end, the same shall be saved. Well, what happens if you don't endure?
That believers in Christ, that he died for our sins.
Well, that doesn't sound like you're sealed onto the day of redemption, does it?
Are members of Christ's body.
That's no peace.
Each other. And should graciously.
I mean, you have to walk around going like this.
Secondly, I will join with you in proclaiming.
And you know what? Many people in churches today are doing just that.
I agree that God keeps the path of judgment. I agree that God keeps the way of His saints.
You used to do it?
But in no way do I accept.
I mean, we all did it at one time.
And another
and you know, listen, I thought God was going to put the good on one side and bad on the other and weigh it out. And if I had more good, well, that was fine up until I was about 15. But you know, 15-year-old boys, they kind of go a little haywire. I was telling Dan, you know, I mean, I've done it all, guys.
Thou shalt preserve them from this generation.
It was funny.
It is even more hard
I was an alcoholic from the time I was 15. I was an alcoholic from the time I was 15 until I was 21.
O Lord.
Then when it became legal to drink, I quit. It wasn't any more fun, you know? So then I took up pot smoking and, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm ashamed of it. But, you know, those are the things that literally brought me to salvation and made me realize I needed a Savior. My sister Mary was the good kid of the bunch, you know? I mean, she was like the golden child. My sister didn't touch anything evil.
The writer is talking about the word of the Lord, not about the oppression of the poor.
You know, but she made us think that she didn't, you know, and I mean, she was the little darling, you know, of the family. And Fulton, he was bad, and Catherine, well, she was bad as hell on earth, you know, and but
immediately preceding
Mary,
not to 2 verses earlier, or 3 or 4 verses earlier, the Lord promised to keep and preserve,
polishes her halo and did all that. She had a hard time getting saved.
Thirdly, yes, both you.
And she said, "Look, I'm not as bad as Barry." You know? But hey, the good news is if Barry can get saved, anybody can get saved. Amen? I mean, that's the good news, you know? I mean, if someone is rotten as
daddy,
I mean, can get saved. Woo! And if she can get saved, just about anybody can get saved. Yeah. Well, you would have to go that way. I mean, what do you do when you read Matthew 24 and you're in a regular church that believes that doctrine is to you?
If God did make His word available to us today, then it is alien.
You wonder, am I going to endure? Am I going to be able to do it? And that's that old walking that fine line crap. Well, it was there. That fine line was there, and you know how many made it?
You disagree?
None.
Statement. That you are leaning.
Now, you know the difference. I got this on a text message on Facebook or YouTube.
One thing.
I can't remember which, but one of them, the guy says, well,
think it means something from
why do you think the Israelites could keep the law?
I have merely read verses.
They couldn't keep it any better than we could. But they could offer a blood sacrifice that we could not offer.
I never claimed.
They say, hey, what's Dale doing?
It was you.
Here's Dale.
Did that charge topic.
What, Dale, what are you doing with your best effort? Oh, I'm going to the temple.
Trying to categorize Bible believers as weird or extreme by bringing in KJO is doing the very thing.
In that case, this is Rick. Come on, Herd!
Understanding. We both agree.
Come on, Herd!
Errors in all the Alexandrian derived
translations. I mean, they could offer a blood sacrifice. They weren't any better than you. They weren't any better. They didn't put sinning any better than you, but they had a means in which they could offer a blood sacrifice to God that would cover their sin from year to year.
Psalms 12:5.
People thought, man, Israel must have had some magical power. No, they had blood.
With many other scriptures which also say that.
Well, no, we didn't know about it until after the fact. That's right.
Testimonies.
But they could offer a blood sacrifice.
Forever.
That's why in Matthew 19, look in Matthew 19.
Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Proverbs 35:6.
What would you guys do without me as your Bible teacher? Have you ever thought about that?
That put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Found a liar.
Matthew 19, I love having fun. You know, I woke up this morning late, and I was in a panic, and my blessed wife, I mean, she is not like jump out. I mean, she's a morning glory, but she's not like one that will just jump out. And we were like in a panic, 20 minutes to get ready. She got up, got me dressed, got all my clothes out, I got my bath, she fixed me breakfast, and I was out the door in 23 minutes.
That makes it easier to see what the problem is. Since you have stated that you do not believe that God said he would preserve his word, it is not that you are against the King James Version.
I'm sleepy.
Considered the only word.
No, I'm not. Matthew 19, she says I get a little wired when I don't.
The King James Version or
I don't sleep between 3 and 5. You can call me at 3 or 5 in the morning. I'm wide awake.
That it contains the word of God.
Yeah.
Like you believe.
And at 5 o'clock, I'm back to sleep. And if I get to sleep, and I was in. Have y'all ever done this? And this is embarrassing. I'm just being honest. Yeah, I know you've done it too. I woke up in a pool. I didn't tinkle. I drooled. Have y'all ever done that when you're sleeping so hard that you wake up in a pool and you're going,
as saying that you do not believe that.
Oh, baloney.
The word of God for English speaking.
I just wanted to see which one of you guys were liars.
Promised to preserve his word. I have to agree.
You've done that before. Everybody's done that at least once. And if you don't, you just don't remember it.
And that
Larry, you're so old you can't
even parts of the Word of God.
Matthew 19.
Matthew 4:6 contains part of the Word of God. Matthew 4:6 and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast
Matthew 19
down. For it is written, He shall give His angels charge concerning thee.
Verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said, Why callest me thou good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou will enter in life, do what? Now, that alone should send panic through your veins. Amen? I mean, how would you know you're saved? You know, I mean, keep the commandments?
In the scriptures where the God
man, am I glad I'm not under Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You know what Paul says about that?
Not one jot.
They've been nailed to the cross, taken out of the way. And I would put right there Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15.
If, as it seems, you do not believe that there is a
and ready for this? Romans chapter 6, verse 14, I would write in my Bible right there.
Of course,
and man, you would be like,
while one believes the Bible as exactly what God said,
verse 14,
brought down to us, and the other does
look at
not.
Tony doing it.
You are spending
big
too
time.
Much time studying
ready?
False documents.
Ephesians
so
chapter
that
2,
you
verse 15.
Even recognize the truth that it is God
and Romans
that
chapter
the
6, verse 14.
1 Timothy 2, 4,
you're not under the law, but under grace.
And to come unto the knowledge of the truth. We are part of that all men.
Well, 1631 would be a good reference there, too.
Of the truth.
Yes.
So, it's God's will.
Acts 6:13. You all know what Acts 16 is. The same question was asked Paul.
Within a year or two of he
He gives a completely different answer. He didn't say keep the commandments. What does he say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Believe it.
Now watch.
But
he said, unto him which? And Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man said, all these things have I kept from my youth up, well lack I yet. And he didn't mean I kept them without error. He said, I kept them, and I even made the sacrifice when it was required.
Or you do not accept.
That's what he meant.
And do not believe it.
Why? Look in Hebrews. Hold on to here. Go to Hebrews chapter 9.
Then you are a Bible believer. If you don't, you aren't. No Bible believer picks and chooses what he wants to believe and then changes what he doesn't like to make it.
Verse 20.
That is not believing the Bible. That is not too difficult. You are vicious with you double talk.
Moreover, he sprinkleth with blood both the tabernacle and the vessels of the ministry, and almost all things are by the law purged with what? Blood. Now, was everything purged with blood? Why didn't he say all things? Because murder, you couldn't have offered a blood sacrifice. Blasphemy, you couldn't offer a blood sacrifice.
Is nowhere in Isaiah as the counterfeit Bibles claim it to be.
No, you could offer one for that. But you could not if you were a idolater. Worshipping. There was no sacrifice. There wasn't anything you could go to and say, I'm going to offer this sacrifice.
He shall prepare the way.
On and on. Y'all understand? So murder, adultery, uncleanness or idolatry, and blasphemy. Well, that probably would be considered under idolatry as well.
Alexandria.
Y'all understand? There were some things that blood could not purge.
Proverbs 35 says,
guess who did a couple of those things?
The word of God.
David. And yet David gets off. You know what that means?
Is not the word of God.
Grace. There's no other word for it.
To anyone. That starts by seeking God.
It's the G factor.
Instead of seeking to accomplish.
I mean, come on, guys. There is no other means. I mean, David would be sunk.
A trail of changes in their sins.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll give you something more about Paul about the unpardonable sin or whatever. Verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And now you can note a couple things that weren't thing, murder, adultery, idolatry. Those are the things that could not be. And without the shedding of blood, there is no what?
Some disbelief.
So they had blood to do those things. People don't understand that. But what happens when that temple, at the end of AD 70, about Acts 28, comes burning down and they can't offer sacrifices?
Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord.
Even for an Israelite, it will require grace then. Amen? I mean, at that point, they can't offer a blood sacrifice. It better be grace. See, you are sealed on that 85 pages in your Bible is the only place that there is sealing for the believer. Outside of that, you go on either side, you can lose your salvation.
But identifying believers as such.
Go to
as a warning while there is still time.
First John.
Those Alexandrian derivatives do not have a sinless Savior to carry your sins to the cross. Compare Matthew
and take Colossians on your way.
Mark 3:5 and you
Colossians 2 and First John.
Counterfeit Bible uses have nothing to
That's okay.
An
go back and get
about,
it if you know where it is. If really not, just wait and we'll go together.
Bible. Only the KJV presents a sinless Savior that had a Matthew 5:22 reason
First John,
for his anger and had the ability to...
Doubtful, I mean, this is a doubtful verse.
Believers are now becoming quite humble.
This would cause you to fear. This wouldn't cause you to have peace and a sealment and to feel that you're complete. It would feel like, man, I need to keep on doing this. And, you know, I met, we had a guy that came to church that sat kind of where Dan was, had his whole family coming.
And believing the gospel of our salvation given only.
We'd go out to eat.
But you are missing the peace that faith in God.
And every time we went out to eat with that guy, he would say, Lord, forgive us of our sins.
Can have errors and can.
And Larry and I would look at each other like,
missing the peace of God, that faith in his word.
Why would he say that?
You may call it faith in his word. Yeah,
well, amen. That's the difference. He didn't ask. He didn't say that, did he?
If I choose to
listen, guys, we're listening for what comes out your mouth. You know what? It says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. And he said it's not what goes in the man's mouth, but the thousand is what comes out. But and so
no
we were listening to this conversation,
believe,
Larry, and I mean,
change what the Bible
I'm thinking, this
teaches.
Guy's lost.
So, I am not referring
well,
to
Well, one day I'm preaching to Mrs. Brown, who was sitting
God
second
said.
Row, three seats
over. Me to say that.
And I'm preaching to Mrs. Brown,
when
just trying to
about
preach my heart
God's
out because I wanted that
I
little
mean,
lady to get saved.
What he had his writers write
and
down,
that sermon, believe it or not, took a U-turn and hit that dude.
Don't be fooled by translations that have been shown
and he stood up the next week.
The KJV
said, I've been faking it. He has
until
listened,
someone
listened to
tries to
Brother
corrupt
Moore?
It by changing it to meet his
Ricky
own
Jordan?
Understanding of what is a better translation.
Steve,
that is the very thing.
Jerry Lockhart.
So that you no longer do have
all
God's
the best
word.
Race preachers in, these, in our congregation helping support us financially.
And I let
a
my
big
frustrations
supporter,
rile up my flesh. The Bible
and he stood up in that place
correct,
and he said,
and
you know what? I've been
correct.
Faking it my whole life.
I was wrong to be mean. And I wish I hadn't been mean.
So the other day I got lost
Christine,
for the first time.
John and anybody I offended
Monday,
or was a poor example of patience.
One of
his
brothers stood
I
up and said, you've been saved all this time.
It corrects what like, damage no, my flesh may
hear.
Have done, but it's right for
but
me
I kept
to
hearing
apologize.
Someone asking for
I believe the Bible,
forgiveness.
And I believe what I said
see,
about the Bible.
You think about it
but
right now.
I pray.
You're either believing because you asked for forgiveness,
patience,
he's forgiven
and not expecting everybody
or you believe the grace
believe
of God that
Bible.
He's already forgiven you.
In the end, if
but
what
you're
is
not
written
believing
is
the
not
both at
what
the same
God
time.
Wrote, he would have corrected
Think
us, since God is not the author of confusion, and God sent his word for us to have faith in. Romans 10:7
exactly.
Says, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God's word is
exactly, and I'm going to get to that. I mean, that would be an unpardonable sin if you needed a blood sacrifice, you couldn't even offer it, or ask.
By reading or hearing. And
you see, that's a problem, and that's why they think
that.
But you know what? Under grace, all your sins have been forgiven.
Christ died for my sins and resurrected.
All I can tell you is the greatest news I've ever met in
my
life.
My apologies to all that I offended.
Was
God
grace.
Gracious? A person
in 1 John 1:9, how bad would this be? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You know, that on its surface sounds like a good deal, doesn't it?
Words on a page.
But what happens if you don't ask, or you have forgotten one? Or, like Rick just said, what happens if you commit suicide, you don't have time to ask?
Say, oh, the KJV is full of errors, like the
and you say, whoa, whoa.
Translations. But
that's what it would be.
Supporting one single error
amen?
Yet to be done. Why would
but you can't do that while in the 85 pages. Look what it says in the 85
by
pages.
It's produced by anti-Christian deceivers with an agenda obvious to see.
Colossians 2, verse 13.
Honest examination of what the changes are that were made.
And you, being dead,
makes obvious the countless changes made to them
in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all, going to.
Considering to whom
if you confess Him, He's going to.
Those who choose not already to seek out the errorless.
How many sins have been wiped out?
Must content themselves with the counterfeits.
And that is different than 1 John 1. The deceiver
proudly serves up at their request.
You need to put 1 John 1.
If God had ever promised to preserve His pure word, we would be justified in ignoring it and joining the sick to combine
That's why you are sealed onto the day of redemption.
Of
He's already paid for all of yours.
Can be
you're not walking in a thing. You're not walking through an observatory where He's checking you out. Well, let me see how Dale does.
I send my messenger is still in Malachi 3:1 and not anywhere in Esish.
He's not up there doing that.
Counterfeits claim.
He's not
earned from God.
Norm, this is what he'd be going
to change the defense and confirmation of the gospel into a personality conflict. I won't stop believing God's only errorless, inspired word.
Y'all understand?
Tries to change the
if it was abound on your confession, God would have to have His binoculars on, looking at you every day, inspecting you to see whether you do those things. Amen? What kind of peace is that? Well, you call that grace? That isn't grace. That's legalism.
I do not believe the philosophies mentioned.
God up there with the binoculars looking down at Debbie. He'd be gone.
I believe God's holy KJV Bible. God told you, me, and anyone that will believe.
You get over to Deborah, he's just shaking his head. He ain't even looking.
To us in copies,
you know how I know? Deborah just got a new iPhone. Not.
Psalms 12:6-7. The words of the Lord are pure words.
You all will be iPhone converters eventually. I now.
Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation.
I will
forever.
Convert all of you eventually.
Jesus Christ on earth used copies and translations and called them scripture.
Are you all listening?
Sad to see people that I had thought believed God's word now denying.
Under 1 John 1:9 is binocular God looking at you and judging every step you make. Under grace, He looks at a finished work of Calvary's cross. He looks at His Son. He looks at His precious Son and the work that His Son did and what His Son did for us at Calvary's cross and that fact that He died on that cross for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. That's exciting.
Believe God.
Listen, let me tell you what. I don't understand why the room ain't full.
He would.
Why would people want to go back into a religious system that they came out of? It's like a dog returning back to his vomit when they finally hear the grace of God and they see this thing and they seize it with their heart. This ought to be the most important place on the week. Agenda, amen. And I'll tell you how
to get to God.
I gotta fess up with Deborah because I nailed her pretty hard there. But she came all the way from Hartford, Alabama, to be here this morning, driving as fast as she can. And just to show that it was grace, she broke every speed law there was to get
here.
Thank God she didn't get a ticket this time. But, last time, a little different story. Yeah, you were running a red light here.
Alexandria,
I can't even believe he gave you one for
manuscript
that.
Age makes no
he was trying to check out if you
Bible
were single.
The says that the manuscripts were being corrupted before Paul laid down his pen.
Do you all understand? Those 85 pages seal a believer. That's why.
Creation and
look in Romans
Bible,
chapter 5.
The word of the God of this world. Trying to take the
focus I love this
off
book,
of
don't
the
you?
Lies of Westcott and Hort by name calling and using a straw man.
Oh, yeah. It helps when you read it.
Is not going to change the Bible.
It's like medicine.
The Bible, that
I sell some vitamins.
And to us
this lady came to me and she looked like she was going
to
have a heart attack.
Arguments
she bought all the vitamins. And
there are
it was kind of interesting.
Lies, errors,
she didn't open one. She had two heart attacks and a stroke came back dragging her left side in.
Nestles,
I said, well, did you take any of this? She said, no, I thought you were joking me. Okay, I get about that.
To prevent it from being the truth and to prevent it from being the word of God. Just because the
I had a guy, I'm not kidding you, in Tennessee, I'm not kidding you. This is a true story. Saturday came to see me.
Through,
does not. I'm looking at his blood, and I said, he's 42 years old, skinny. Look like William. Many not quite as handsome also as William. Contain but, legusp, you know,
but that does not make them errorless.
Nice, pure, country boy, you know, God. Just, you know, blue jeans, look good in his jeans, Isaiah, you know, all the girls would have gone, woo, cowboy, you know, or something like that, and. You know, just looks like he's in good shape.
What do you gain by clinging?
And I said, Mister, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to diagnose you. I don't know what's wrong with you, but it looks like me. You've been dropped dead of a heart attack. Are you been winded? I have been winded lately. So he rushes off. That was Saturday. Monday, he goes to the doctor, has emergency blood work done. Listen to me.
Because we are not as many which corrupt the word
of God. Doctor says, oh, your numbers are fine. That guy is a crazy kook. Tuesday, he dropped dead of a heart attack.
God magnified his word above his very name.
All I'm saying is, you know, it's kind of like that with the word of God. It always seems to work better when you read it.
And praise thy name.
Having the Bible's good, but when you open it, truth, it just does something different to you. You know, I mean, I'm just telling you ahead of time.
I am not
I'm not saying that it's going to make you not have arthritis if you read the Bible.
God kept his word,
but it will give you eternal life if you die. So it would be well worth having.
The words of the Lord
Romans 5, verse 1. Now watch this. You couldn't have this with all those doubts of 1 John 1, 9.
Thou shalt keep them, O Lord.
Therefore, being justified by faith.
Forever.
By the way, whose faith?
There are no errors in the King James
The faith
Version.
Of Christ. That's exactly
there
right.
There is a reason why
we have peace with God. You think if 1 John 1, 9 wouldn't? I think it was. I think it was Wayne used to say he used to go to bed nervous that he didn't confess all of his sins, that he might have missed one. Anybody else ever been like that? You know, where you go, like, I'm not sure I've got them all, or, you know, and that worry, that isn't peace.
Which were derived from the Alexandrian manuscripts.
And that's what Wayne did. He literally, and he said, being a big guy, you never know when the heart's going to quit, you know. And little guys the same way. It doesn't really matter when you're lost. You're scared. But you are scared. There is no peace of God. You know why? You don't have eternal security. You don't know. Hey, listen, once you're saved, you're not worried about that anymore. You know why? He either paid it all or you're going to go to hell anyway. What are you going to do that is going to be so impressive with God? And you know, I thought about that with that noun and verb.
That is an error in the Alexandrian.
Sin is a
that God did not
noun.
The word of God
sins
see
is a
6
verb.
Quoted above, and also
the thing that everybody is confessing in 1 John 1, 9 are their sins.
Their trust in him. And also
y'all understand? If they're smoking, drinking, playing guards, running around, on and on.
All the Alexander
they're confessing their sins. Errors, but it never changes what you
no
are
errors, and the word of
in
God
Adam.
I choose to believe the King James Version.
None of the confessing will change. And Brother Moore used to use this illustration that you'd have this plant. And this plant was like
from at least four languages, including the errant
it was beautiful, but it
and excluding all other errant manuscripts.
You all with me?
And not introducing
I mean, it was so stinky, you couldn't hardly keep it in the house. And so what people do is they dress this plan up with ribbon. Did you ever hear this illustration? You know, and try to make it nice and bring it back in, but it wouldn't change the nature of what it was.
Side with the facts.
It still stunk. Say, well, I'm going to put some perfume on. You could cover it all up, but eventually the nature would come out. Well, that's how we are with this sin. You can confess all these sins that you want, and people come down to the altars in these other churches, and they're blowing snot at an old-fashioned altar trying to get rid of their sins, but their sins are not the problem. It's what they are by nature that is the problem.
I will join with you in proclaiming the facts. That I agree with. I agree that God
amen, that's
the
true.
Of judgment.
I you are saved by what you believe, not what you do. Hey, what you believe erases this.
In another sentence, to be
both
God
the noun and the verb.
In Psalms 12,
confession only gets rid of
the passage
verb.
Doesn't even make sense to change it to say. That God will forever
which still leaves you in sin.
Temporary situation of him that
Romans chapter 5, verse 1 again. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through what? Our good works? No, through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, and on and on. Come on, guys. We have been forgiven. We're standing in the completeness of Christ. And that alone is what brings us to that point of eternal. Go to Romans chapter 8, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible.
And a semicolon earlier. That is an obvious stretch. In Psalms 12:6, the writer is talking about the
Lord. I just want to read a little bit of the context. Verse 1, Romans 8. There is therefore now no what? To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, that is, trying to keep the law. If you try to keep the law, what are you going
to
start feeling? You know why? What is called the ministration of death? The law. What's the ministration of condemnation? The law. You're going to feel guilty if you try to go back under that law and try to say, I'm doing it on my own. You're going to feel condemnation. But are you sealed?
And I have the right.
If you're saved, you're sealed.
Believe the verses. I choose not to wrangle with those come on down. Who do not even believe the verses in the Bible. I don't see the
verse
difference
28.
Between your position and anyone else that chooses not to believe.
And we know, we're not doubting,
now,
we what? We know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow,
doesn't he, that depend on what
he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also what? Called. And whom he called, them he also... What does justified mean? Just as if I'd never done it. He's justified us through the finished work of Calvary. That is only in these 85 pages that you're sealed under the day of redemption. Outside of that, you can go to Hebrews chapter 6. Those people don't have eternal security.
And believed what they say.
You can go over here to Matthew 24. Endure unto the end. Well, what happens if you don't? No eternal security. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5 was baptized, spoke in tongues, sold out, and just kept back a little bit of the money. No, they did sell out, but they kept back part, their wife, his wife being privy to it. I'm not saying nothing bad about women. I always get nailed about that, you know. That was the Bible.
The difference is in whether the King James Version is the pure, preserved Word of God.
And they ended up being in judgment and dying
as the Alexandrian derivative.
Immediately.
God never promised.
And by the way, there is no repentance.
Pure, preserved Word.
Psalms Where was
12,
I?
5-7 does say that God will preserve 30. His pure word forever, and it says it in concert 1. With many others.
What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Huh?
Concerning by testimonies.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all.
Psalms 119, 160, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous.
How shall he not with him also freely give us all
Proverbs
things?
Verse
38.
Pure, he is a shield unto them that
I am persuaded that
him.
Neither death, nor life,
his words,
nor angels,
he
nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to what? Separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
Became impure, not all speaking uniformly. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever.
Well, the body,
and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Thank you for
why we make up his body. This is the body of Christ.
To see what, the problem is.
What happens if
Since
Christ lost part of his body?
Do not believe that God said he would preserve
he would
his
be
word.
Incomplete.
It is not that you are against the King
he
James
He lost that
version
part of the body, and he came out, and he lost
God.
This part over here,
you simply
on and on.
Believe
Eventually
that
he'd
the
be
King
incomplete.
James version or any other translation.
And a God that could provide you salvation that
you
couldn't keep it for you.
That it contains the word of God.
That I'm going to provide it, but you've got to keep it. Is an unfair God. Because how could you keep that which he
of God. You seem to figure that if you
You see, those 85 pages come down to a very simple message.
Have some of the word
what
of
is
God.
The message? Well, guys, listen
that
to me. There ain't a person in this room
in
that is worth the gunpowder to
Maybe
blow
Maybe I misunderstood you.
There's not a just person upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not, Ecclesiastes 7:27.
English-speaking people.
All have sinned. Are you listening to me? All. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner.
The Alexandrian derivatives
all have sinned
not the word
and come short of the glory of God.
God.
You know what the good news is? Is that
God,
Jesus Christ
Matthew 4:6
had a secret. It was a mystery
Matthew
that
4,
he couldn't reveal to the rest of the world.
Him,
why?
If now be the
or had they
God,
known it, they would have never... They'd have never crucified
written,
him.
He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest
it comes down to a very
simple foot against a stone.
Where is there
but
a point
it is basic
in your life
that we have a Bible
on
to
a calendar of time?
It is foreign
you know
to the nature and reason for the scriptures for someone to think that God keeps his
you know
word
what that
from us,
in the moment.
Or that God failed at making his word available to us. There are many places in the scriptures.
That, didn't,
where
that,
the
that is not an evolution. You're not evolving.
His word will end
there comes
forever,
a point somewhere in the calendar of your life. Here is your life.
That
somewhere in the calendar of your
pure
life. There it is.
It's
that's
not
your whole
pure
life.
It's gone, or some parts
that you come
gone,
and right there is when you realize
to become
that
part of the Bible.
Never trusted the
if,
Lord.
As it seems, you do not believe that there is a book that is still all the word of God for us today. Then I have no more to say to you. Of course we cannot agree while one believes the Bible as exactly what God said, diligently brought down to us, and the other does not.
You
are spending too much time studying false documents so that you don't even recognize the truth that it is God's will that all men come unto the knowledge of Him.
1 Timothy 2:4
Who will have all men to be saved? And to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
Relax.
We are part
everybody
of that
take a deep
all
breath
men
right
whom God will have come
you
unto
on the,
the
film,
knowledge of the truth.
Watching us on the internet,
so
take a deep breath. Everybody
God's
just take a deep
will
breath.
That the truth of what
you know, you're
God
either
said
lost
remains
or saved
available
right
to all men.
God knows
so
exactly
within
where
a
you
year
are
or two of the last writings of the Bible,
you are not
it was promised
God
to be preserved.
You know what? You can fool me.
Believe it. But don't you believe the error-filled counterfeits? There are no errors in God's word.
God knows.
Don't worry. I never agree
God knows
with
whether
your
you have total peace
what
and relaxation
you call the word of God
or whether
is
you're
in
struggling
any way correctable.
Right
of course, there were changes being made in the state of translation until
trust
it was finally set
for you,
and
cross,
considered a translation of God's word.
100%.
Now, either you accept
you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to do anything,
it,
you don't have to
you do
raise your hand, you don't have to come down the aisle.
And do not
what you need to do is receive what Jesus
you
Christ did for you at
the
cross.
And believe it without reservations,
the moment you are,
then
you
are
a Bible
believer.
There's nothing that can
if
separate
you, don't,
you from
you
the love of God, which is in
no
Christ
Bible
Jesus.
Believer picks and chooses what he wants to believe and then changes what he doesn't like to make it more to his